Shalom, and welcome to Chazak Ve'Amatz. Be strong and very courageous. My name is David Oaks, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and founder of David Oaks Ministries and Israel Study Tours with David Oaks. Join me for the next 30 minutes as we study the Word of God together concerning the end times and living successful lives in these end times. We were looking at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 29th chapter. We'll just review briefly. Remember in chapter 28, the Lord said, these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, Deuteronomy 28, if you're obedient to do what I've commanded you to do. Then he got down into Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 15, and said, but it shall come to pass that there were going to be curses come upon the nation of Israel if they were disobedient. Now, in those curses that would come upon them was sickness and disease and poverty. Now, they would be defeated by their enemies. And it goes through, in my Bible, 2.5 pages of curses. But maybe the greatest of all curses was this. If Israel was disobedient to the word of the living God. And it says in verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off of the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. Now remember, we had taught in the past weeks that God had given the land of Israel to the people of Israel for an everlasting covenant. That means it's forever. God's not going to change his mind. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God will not change his mind concerning these things. But God said, if you're disobedient, you're going to be plucked up off the land. Well, that's not the rest of the story, because we have to remember all that God has said concerning the subject. Chapter 30 of Deuteronomy says, after he goes and speaks more about the curses, he says, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee, and the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. Now I want you to see what God said, because this is an everlasting covenant. God said, even though you're disobedient, and I remove you from the land as the curse. He says, when you're in those faraway lands, when you're in those other countries that you have been taken off into as captives, God said, your hearts will return to me. And God said, I will go into the uttermost parts of even heaven if you have been driven that far, and I will gather you up and I will plant you once again in the land of Israel. You must always remember that the gifts of calling, gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Now, God, when God calls, God will do what God says he's going to do. Now, we got into this a little last week. Maybe in the coming weeks, we need to just talk about when God says he's going to do something, God does it. God's not a politician. God's God. Politicians will say something with something else in mind. They'll tell you one thing to get a certain response out of you. But God doesn't do that. God just simply speaks what God intends to do, and God does it. If God says you're healed, then you're healed. If God says you're prosperous, then you're prosperous. You just have to learn to flow and function with the Word of God. Now, we said last week, my brothers and sisters, in the other weeks, we said that we would go through the Bible and that we would discover scriptures that pertain to Israel being returned back into the land. You know, I heard a news commentator the other day talking about, and he just thought he was so right. He said this whole Jewish situation in Israel was just simply because the Jews were mistreated and there needed to be a place of refuge for them, and the world didn't take into account the Arabs who were in possession of the land, and they just made a place for Jews to go. Well, that could be fine and dandy, but the fact of the matter is that God said that the land was Israel's, and it's too bad the situation dictated that there were Jewish people being mistreated and they needed a place that they could call their own. But the reason why that place was chosen was because God said that I have given you the land of Israel, the land of Canaan. That's the reason, because God has said. The reason why there are Jews in Israel right now is because God hath said. God hath said. You know, irregardless of all the other situations, God said, I will bring them back into that land, and he has done what he said he would do. So we started last week going through scriptures in the Bible that pertain to God bringing the Jewish people back into the land of Israel. Now, there's always been a contingency of Jews in the land of Israel, but not to the degree as what there have been over the last 100 years as they have been coming back. Let's read these scriptures. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verse 27 and verse 28. Got to read a lot of scriptures to you. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that lack as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. So God Almighty is saying, just like I watched over them to pluck them out of the land, now I'm going to watch over them to build them and plant them back into the land. Jeremiah 31, verse 35 and 36 says this, thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So we have looked at this scripture before, but I think it's just such an important scripture, you need to have it in your ears once again, that as long as there are stars in the nighttime, as long as the sun is giving light, as long as there is a moon in the sky, for that length of period, the nation of Israel will stand before God. It doesn't matter what man says or man does. As long as you see the sun, as long as you see the moon, and as long as you see the stars, that means Israel is going to be a nation before God. And if you see them today, if you go outside at this moment and you see the sun, you know that Israel is okay with God, and God is okay with Israel, and Israel is going to keep existing before God. Now, Jeremiah 33, verse 7 and 8 says this, and I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. God says that he's going to forgive them of all of their transgressions. Some people think, oh, well, you know, the Jewish people, they rejected Jesus. Well, my Bible still says that God will forgive their iniquities. So if God forgives them, then I've got to forgive them. Amen. Ezekiel 36, 24 and 25. For I will take from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. The Jewish people are going to be cleansed by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amos 9, 14 and 15 says, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. So here was the Jewish people. Here they were coming back into the land of Israel around the turn of the century, from the 19th to the 20th century. And what they found there was they found a land that had totally been ruined by the Arab occupants. And that when it was under the Ottoman Empire, we've said this before, that the Ottoman Empire taxed the trees. And so to keep from paying higher taxes, the Arab inhabitants who were in the land of Israel while the Jews were in exile cut down all the trees. When they cut down the trees, something happens called erosion. When it rains, the topsoil then would flow down into the valleys. So you get to Israel now, and the fertile lands are in the valleys, but up on the mountaintops that in biblical times were places of great crops being grown and great forest of trees, and these places now are nothing but rocky hills. But the Jews, according to the word of God, would be brought back into captivity, and they would go to those cities that had been destroyed that they lived in before, and they would begin to build those cities. I go to many of those cities, and it's exactly the truth. They begin to build them up, with the most common is the city of Jerusalem that almost everyone knows. And so they built that city up from the destruction over the centuries. They built it up, and now it's a thriving metropolis with over 500,000 inhabitants. And then you go to others. You go to Beersheba, a biblical city. You go to Hebron, a biblical city. You go to Shiloh. You go to Beit El. You go to these biblical places that were destroyed over the centuries, but now the Jews have gone back to those places in fulfillment of Amos 9:14 and 15, and they are building those waste places. Places that people would not live because there was no good soil in which to build vineyards. There are now vineyards being planted, just like Amos 9:14 and 15. In fact, there is a vineyard in a community in the Samaria region of Israel, which is called Ariel, which means the Lion of God, that has a vineyard there that has been established as a memorial unto my mother, Betty Oaks. It's called the Betty Oaks Memorial. My family are great lovers of Israel. It started with my grandmother, who was a great person of prayer and prayed for Israel even before it was established as a state, because she saw it in the Word of God pre-1948. She knew that God was going to reestablish that nation and the Jewish people as a entity in the land of Israel, and she prayed, and that love was passed to my mother. My mother, who made made 50 trips to the land of Israel. Now my wife and I are continuing on with that love of God. Ours goes a little bit different from just praying, because I'm a Bible teacher. My mind goes to the instruction of the Word of God and instructing people. And also I'm a musician, and so my ministry manifests itself through music also. So our love of Israel has taken a little different way than what my grandmother and my mother's, but we all are lovers of Israel, and my church is a lover of Israel. That's why the blessings of God rest upon my congregation. People come to my church and they get blessed. People walk in healing. People walk with their needs met in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is just be a lover of the Word of God, and God will bless you. Now notice this, and it says that they would build up vineyards, and they would drink the wine thereof, and they should make gardens and eat the fruit of them. You can drive through these what used to be barren lands, many of these places, because the Jews, when they've gone back and reestablished, the fertile areas were occupied by the Arab peoples. Well, the Jews just don't go in and move Arab peoples off of their land like the world's media says. That's bogus. That's a false. That's a lie. I've been there. I've walked in those very places. I've talked with the people. I've talked with Arabs, and I've talked to Jews. Jews do not move Arabs off their land. The Jews would go to the higher places where the soil is terrible. It's got limestone and very little topsoil, and they plow through that limestone, and they plant trees, and the trees break down that porous limestone and makes some topsoil, but it takes years and years and decades and hundreds of years. But they're planting their gardens among those rocks, and God is blessing them. Well, God will do the same thing in your life. Maybe your life is in a desert place. Maybe your life is filled with rocks. Well, let me tell you what, you get hooked up to the Word of God, my friend, and get the Word of God planted in your spirit, and God will turn those rocky places in your life into great places of fruitfulness. I tell you, God wants to be a blessing to you, just like He is a blessing to Israel. Joel 3:2 says, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. We're going to skip that scripture and go to another scripture. Genesis, the 17th chapter, verse 7 says, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after them. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after them the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession." And let me tell you what, my brothers and sisters, that God has given the land of Israel to the Jewish people for an everlasting possession. Now notice this scripture, if you would please. Chapter 31 of Jeremiah again, verse 7 and 8. "For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the women with children, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return together." God is bringing the children of Israel back into the land of Israel in accordance with Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And what have I given you? At least 15 or 20 scriptures, and I'm continuing to give scriptures. You cannot make doctrine out of just one scripture. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we're giving you witnesses from the Word of God, and we're establishing doctrine that way. Jeremiah 31 verse 10 says, "Hear the word of the Lord, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock." So God, who scattered them because of disobedience, is now bringing them back into the land of Israel, into the land of Canaan, and it says that God will keep them as a shepherd does his flock. Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7 says, "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night, yet that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth." God has called forth people of prayer, and people of prayer have joined themselves together, and they pray for Jerusalem, and God is establishing Jerusalem as a praise in the earth. And God says in Psalm 147, verse 2 and 3, "The Lord hath built up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up the wounds." Well, that's the last scripture we're going to read, because we have some very important announcements to make. We believe that you'll be with us again next week as we continue speaking on Israel and the God's prophetic calendar. The time of the return of the Messiah is coming soon. The time of the end is upon us. You'd better be ready. You say, "How can I get ready?" Well, Romans 10, verse 8 through 10 says, "If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved." All you have to do right now is believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Just close your eyes, lift your hands up to the Lord, and say, "Dear God, I believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead, and I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you that you have forgiven me of sin, and you have redeemed me and made me righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, get in church. We have a good church. The Light Church Fellowship at 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard.